Welcome to the Dr. Jazz Hour, an educational and entertaining exploration of over 100 years of America's musical art form, jazz. This program is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chihuahua, Washington.
The more I want to see,
on today's Dr. Jazz Hour, we are traveling down to the beautiful Caribbean Sea to explore the island of Cuba. Lots of jazz works and songs have been written about Cuba over the years. We also can't forget about the huge influence the music of Cuba has had on jazz music. Let's begin this hour with vibraphonist Cal Chater doing Cuban Fantasy on his Latino album of 1962. In 1939, Charlie Barnett and his swing band recorded Cuban Boogie Woogie with Judy Ellington at the mic, no relation to the Duke. After that, pianist David Benoit and guitarist Russ Freeman team up to do Club Havana in 2004. Thank you.
uptown folks are quite aware of something in the Harlem air. A rhythm with a kind of beat they'd never heard from Cuban Pete. There came to Harlem's door one day a Cuban band with something new to say. When they began to play, they played the Cuban boogie-woogie. Their music held a new delight because they had the rumba rhythm right. Just like Havana, still it was a Cuban boogie-woogie. It began when they heard a band from Dixieland meet. Every man wanted to incorporate the 8th beat, straight 8th beat. So now they have it figured fine, and what they play is really on the line. It's all combined and it comes out the Cuban boogie-woogie. Thank you.
Jazz About Cuba is the theme on today's Dr. Jazz Hour. Let's begin this set with bassist Ron Carter, with Stephen Scott on piano, Harvey Mason on drums, and Steve Kroon on percussions, doing Cubano Chant from the album When Skies Are Gray of 2000. In 1931, Gus Arnheim and his Ambassador Hotel Orchestra recorded She Went to Havana, vocal by George Gramlich. The word Siboney refers to an indigenous people of Cuba. In 1955, Dizzy Gillespie and Stan Getz recorded Siboney Part 2 with the Oscar Peterson Trio and drummer Max Roach. Thank you.
both are Cuban. Her name is Reuben, or is it Lubin? Say, what's in a name? Now I taught her that lingo from the land of sugar cane, but now my little gringo I will never see again. She went to Havana, she changed her manner. She's all mañana, oh boy, what a day. Thank you.
We are enjoying jazz about the beautiful island of Cuba on this Dr. Jazz Hour. Veradero is a resort area in Cuba with one of the world's best beaches. In 1956, trumpeter and bandleader Neil Hefti recorded in Veradero. Singer and pianist Carol Welsman sang Frank Lesser's Sand in My Shoes on her 2015 album Alone Together. Fusion band Spirogyra did Havana Moonlight on their 1999 release Got the Magic. After that, Mildred Bailey and her husband Red Norvo's band in 1938 recorded one about a private secretary's romantic trip to Havana.
Soft guitar. Deep in my soul, the thunderous roll of a tropic sea under the stars. That was Havana. are the moonlight memory I can't seem to lose. That's why my life's an aimless cruise. All that is real is the feel of the sand in my shoes. Of a soft guitar. Deep in my soul, a thunderous roll of a tropic sea under the stars. That was Havana. You are the moonlight memory I can't seem to lose. That's why my life's an cruise. All that is real is the feel of the sand in my shoes, darling. The sand, you are the moonlight memory I can't seem to lose. Oh, darling, the sand. My shoes.
$29.50 to spend a few days. I went to Havana to look at the natives, to study their customs, their picturesque ways. In searching for some local color, I ran across a Cuban gent, and he was such a big sensation, I forgot the population. He showed me the city, he taught me the customs. My trip to Havana was quite a success. We had Bacardi, I forgot the clock, so we were tardy in returning to the dock. So I delayed, even dropped my shawl. The Cuban made it as they gave the final call. Darn it all.
Let's begin this last set of Cuba Jazz on today's Dr. Jazz Hour with percussionist Ray Barreto and his New World Spirit Band doing Montuno Blue from the 1994 album Taboo. Montuno refers to a genre of music from the mountains of Cuba. Saxophonist David Sanchez from Puerto Rico recorded Cuban Fantasy on his 1998 release Obsession. And it's quite appropriate to finish this program with trombonist Steve Turay with five other guys all playing conch shells on Montuno Caracol from the 1995 album Rhythm Within.
Thank you.
For another installment of the Dr. Jazz Hour, a program produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW, in Chewelah, Washington.